Bobrisky, Nigerian transgender influencer did serve her jail term, panel finds, date modified colon 2024-10-21T16:50:22.301Z, description colon an investigation was launched following reports Bobrisky had served her sentence in a flat outside prison. Trans socialite did serve her jail term, Nigerian panel finds, AFP, Bobrisky had a humidifier in her single cell and access to a fridge, television, and phone. A Nigerian investigative panel has dismissed allegations that transgender socialite Bobrisky, sentenced to 6 months in jail for abusing the national currency, lived in a flat outside prison and didn't serve her full term, but found she did receive other special privileges. Bobrisky, real name Idris Okuni, was allowed frequent visits from family and friends, had a furnished single cell, a humidifier, access to television, a fridge, and even a phone, the reports sound. She was sent to a male prison for Naira abuse after throwing banknotes around at a film premiere in April. The court dismissed money laundering charges. The panel was set up by the Ministry of Interior to investigate bribery claims made by social media influencer Martin Zetset, widely known as Very Dark Man, who said officials had been bribed to drop money laundering charges against Bobrisky, who denied this. Two senior prison officials were suspended over the allegations last month. The panel, set up by the Ministry of Interior, said it would need to carry out further investigations to establish whether the privileges provided for Bobrisky were financially motivated and based on corrupt practices by correctional officers. Throwing cash in the air, Nigeria's Wedding Dilemma, podcast, was Bobrisky jailed because of her transgender identity? The panel added that sending Bobrisky, a first-time offender, to a maximum security facility had been a violation of the Nigerian Correctional Service Act. Throwing money in the air, or spraying, is commonly done at Nigerian weddings and other celebrations. This is technically an offense, as the notes then fall to the ground where they can be trodden on. The maximum punishment is 6 months in jail, however prosecutions were rare until this year. After her release in August, a viral video of someone purported to be Bobrisky is heard alleging that she paid $9,000, £7,000, to EFCC officials to have the money laundering charges dropped, which prompted the investigation. It was also claimed that she had paid millions of naira to get a flat near the prison where she allegedly served her jail term. Bobrisky, who has nearly 5 million followers on Instagram, denied that it was her voice in the recordings. You may also be interested in, filmmakers face jail over violence in northern Nigeria, Nollywood star sentenced for stepping on naira notes. Could cross-dressing be banned in Nigeria? Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com. For more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica, BBC. Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, focus on Africa, Nigeria Africa.